I'm good.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Civic City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors Business Meeting is now in order at 5:05 p.m. We are meeting at the Civic City Community Center, the Kiawanda Community Center, Faye Jensen Room. You say we are online?
We are online.
We're meeting virtually and in person. So that was the call to order. I'm going to read the rules of conduct. Public meeting. Nope, wrong side. All cell phones, pagers, and other mobile communication devices must be turned off or silenced for the duration of the meeting. All persons in attendance will remain quiet during the course of the meeting unless called upon to comment. Refrain from any behavior that disturbs, disrupts, or otherwise impedes the orderly conduct of the meeting, to include shouting, booing, hissing, etc. Refrain from creating, provoking, or participating in any type of disturbance involving unwelcome physical contact. You will be asked to leave the room to conduct side discussions and refrain from any speech of a political nature. Roll call. Director Price.
Here.
Director Strotska.
Here.
Director Anderson.
Here.
I am Director Donahue. I am here as the chair. Okay. Minutes.
Can I just verify that? Can everybody remotely hear us? The camera does not appear to be working.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right.
And so who is on remote?
We've got Rochelle, Jeb Pippinger, Jason Stewart, and Tim Hirsch.
Okay, thank you all. The minutes of the October 7th, 2004 business meeting, are there any corrections or additions? Hearing none at this time, I would like a motion.
I move that the minutes of the October 17, 2024 business meeting be approved as presented.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the October 17, 2024 business meeting minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Financial report, accounts payable for October 15th and October 31st of 2024. Are there any questions or, well, let's just call it that, any questions? All right. Actually, I have a couple. Rochelle, I apologize that I didn't have an opportunity to call you today before the meeting. Okay, just a sec here. October 15th, we had a $1,808.93 payment to Ritz Safety for safety equipment for the 600K reservoir. What was that? What was that equipment?
That is a vertical lifeline system that will allow us to climb the ladder and get to the roof of that reservoir in an OSHA-approved manner. Currently, what we have, there's stairs mounted to the outside, but then they put a little cage around it, which used to be one of the safety apparatuses that they put on these stairs. They've gone away from that. This is a vertical lifeline system that will allow somebody with a harness and with a cable break connector to connect to a slidable connector on the vertical lifeline system. While they climb up, it'll follow the person to the top. If they need to disconnect, they can disconnect at the top, do what they got to do, but then they reconnect before they come back down. What it is a fall arrest system.
Okay, thank you, John. Also on the 15th, two $4,500 payments to Skillright Buildings Are those the sheds for the generators for our wells?
Rochelle, that wouldn't be the roof on the west shop, would it? Would that be the some of the building improvements we made to the well buildings?
No, it's just the west shop roof. That's our second payment, final payment.
Oh, that's what confused me, because I knew it was more expensive than that.
What was it? I didn't hear her.
It was for the new roof on the west shop building.
Oh.
It was the second half of the total payment.
You pay half up front.
Exactly.
And half with the drops.
Exactly.
Okay, and I think that's everything I had on that. Anybody else have any questions? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the accounts payable for October 15th, October 31st of 2024.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the accounts payable for October 15th and October 31st of 2024. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carried. Item number six, management report, or excuse me, the fiscal year 24-25 general ledger. Were there any comments or questions about that? Hearing none, we'll move on to the manager's report. Item six, John, you got the floor.
Thank you, Tom. Just a few things this month. Last month's manager's report, I talked about... I'm sorry, it sounded like somebody was beeping in, waiting in the lobby. But I don't see him.
Bob just showed up.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. It looks like we've got Bob Pippinger with us as well. I heard a beep, and sometimes it makes us admit somebody.
That would be at 5:12 p.m.
Discovered a large water leak last month. There was some how we knew we had a leak, because when there's a significant water leak in our system, we can see it in the production at Horn Creek and in our fill cycles at the reservoirs, primarily the 600K reservoir. We did find that leak, and we're quite confident that was the major cause of the leak, because our production numbers and our reservoir fill cycles returned largely back to what we would consider normal for this type of year. Our water, unaccounted for water, was still somewhat elevated during the month of October, more so than we've seen here for probably a good 10 months, 11 months, 12 months. So, but we are in a time now where we're flushing our water mains, and these calculations rely on us making our best estimate on the amount of water used. And so I think that contributed partially to that higher than normal number. I'm confident that will return to normal. We're hopeful we're going to get the flushing program completed during the month of November. But as we also had a couple of water leaks over the weekend, that will also contribute to some of the uncertainty about our monthly unaccounted for water numbers. And those leaks were likely attributed to our flushing program itself. When you flush our water lines, and this is necessary to push any sediment out of the water lines that has settled over the course of the year, keep our water lines clean. So these flushing programs are commonly done by water purveyors, but one of the downsides to the flushing water lines is it does put additional stress on our water mains, and if there's any weak parts of the system, they're usually going to make themselves known as a result of the annual water flushing, which is what happened to us over the weekend. So I even though our numbers were higher for the month of October, I just want to say there's a lot of uncertainties built into those numbers. Once we're done with our flushing, if we can get through a month with without any significant water leaks in our distribution system, I think we will have a good data set to gauge these numbers by. So I just wanted to mention that, because without that explanation, you guys would have seen the number and would have said, oh, that's higher than we're used to seeing it recently. So I just wanted to make sure that that was understood. We mentioned the roof replacement on the West Shop building. That has been completed, and it is time to install some interior lighting in that building. It has never had interior lighting. In fact, one of the leading contributors to the leaky roof was we just had these strips of clear plastic that acted as
a skylight.
Well,
which doesn't help if you get called out at midnight.
And because
very professional.
Because that was where, as they often are, where a lot of our leaks had begun to find their way through. When we re-roofed it, we did away with the skylight system. We're going to install standard overhead lighting for the first time in that building. And that should be done, that should be getting done sometime within the next few weeks. And one other thing that I wanted to mention, and I forgot to put it in the manager's report, and I don't know why, is our last two lift station upgrades, which are Roger and Cindy. Roger will be completed tomorrow, and Cindy will be completed on Thursday, this week. And why I forgot to put that on there, I just did. But it is something that normally I would keep you guys apprised of.
I'm sure everybody's going to be happy. They don't have to deal with rags anymore.
Yeah, well, that's almost gone from, you know, three rags a day to nothing as it is now. So we get these last two, and we'll be in good shape. One other thing I wanted to mention that isn't on the manager's report, because it was not scheduled until today, is November 21st, we are going to be replacing two vacuum air relief valves on our sewer pipeline that spans the Beachy Bridge. So this is going to involve traffic control. We're going to have the traffic on the bridge down to one lane for a few hours in the morning. We're planning to start this job at 7:30 a.m. on November 21st, Thursday. And the job should only take a few hours to complete. But we've got a contractor hired with a lifting device and what's called a bosun chair for somebody to sit in while they lower them down to do the work, because it is off the edge of the bridge.
And what are you replacing here?
Two vacuum / air relief valves on our sewer line. And this is actually a subset of the pipeline, the bridge pipeline projects that, you know, I've been talking about for a while. Mm-hmm. This is a piece of that. But we wanted to do this first because one of those is failing and failing fast, and the other one's not far behind it. So it won't be an easy job in the sense of how you got to get to where you got to go. But once we're in there, it should just be a matter of unbolting the old ones, rebolting the new ones. The bolt pattern's the same. It should go in really smooth, and then we'll have two brand new air and vacuum relief valves on
that
line.
Is that that's on the sewer line or on the?
That's on the sewer line.
So we're going to have to stop pumping at the one side or the other.
Yep, we'll have all that worked out. We'll have to. Well, the good news is there's an isolation valve on the bridge where these devices are located. Now,
They thought that might happen.
Yes. However, if we have trouble truly isolating it, we have options that we have contingency plans for.
Yeah.
So.
Because it's a sewer liner, is there some kind of a plastic or catchable material if there is a leak?
Well,
it's over the river. So
yeah, it's something to be aware of. The contractor is supposed to provide something to account for that. Now, the only thing that should leak out is just what's inside the housing of the valve, if there even is any. And so it won't be much. There will be a mechanism, although it's not been clearly defined yet, to prevent anything from dripping into the river, but it shouldn't be a real challenge, because we expect any residual leakage that comes out of it will be minimal, and the contractor is supposed to provide a method just to capture that. But we're talking about very small amounts. So that was the other thing I wanted to mention, just because it's right around the corner, and it wasn't scheduled until today. So, but the job will be done, and the work will be done well before our December meeting. So I wanted to just make sure the board was aware of that. We will be reducing traffic on the bridge to one lane. So just in case you guys get any calls, I didn't want to leave you guys in the dark about that. So other than that, that's really all I got, other than maybe just one more comment. I believe we're close to filling our operator and training position.
Okay.
Yep, that's all for me, Tom.
Thank you. All right, next item is number 7, unfinished business. I see we have no items there. So that brings us to item 8, new business, surplus equipment declaration, gas and diesel fuel tanks.
Yes, we've recently replaced our aging fuel tanks. These are the fuel tanks we use to not only fill up our mobile generators, there are the fuel tanks we use for our fleet vehicle, and we have recently replaced our fuel tanks with a brand new system. I included pictures in the board packet of the old and new, and I think you will agree there is quite a difference.
Yes, there is
a big difference.
So we're in a position to do now is to declare the two fuel tanks, one being diesel, one being gas, to declare them as surplus equipment so that they may be sold hopefully by silent auction. And I would ask the board to make that declaration tonight.
How much do you think they're worth?
It would probably be just a scrap thing.
Well,
worth what anybody wants to pay for.
It could be scrap. Somebody may feel like they can get some use out of them on one of the local dairy farms for the implements or what have you. It's really hard to know what they may or may not be worth to somebody.
Yeah.
What's their capacity?
I believe those are 250 gallons each. Our new tank is 500 gallons each.
Oh, outstanding. Okay, entertain a motion.
I'll move that the excess fuel tanks be placed for silent auction.
I'll second it.
So you got to
declare surplus equipment
and place for silent auction.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and second to declare our old gas and diesel fuel tanks surplus equipment. Are there any questions or comments? None. Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item B under new business is our lighting upgrade project change order. John?
So we are nearly complete with the lighting upgrade project that I brought to the board. It's been several months back now. This is the project that we are working in conjunction with Tillamook PUD to get us some rebate dollars for swapping out our low-efficiency lighting to higher-efficiency lighting. The project is 90% complete, and it has made a tremendous difference and improvement, not only from a safety standpoint, but a security standpoint as well. One unexpected thing, and this is the only place we ran into it in our whole system, is the out at Horn Creek, for those of you that have been out there, we've got our process area, but then the other main part of the building is our office slash laboratory. The overhead lighting in that office slash laboratory turns out was 480 volt single phase instead of standard voltage, the way everything, every other light that we have has been. And so we had a problem in that the lighting that was spec'd for this was not compatible with that voltage. And this is lighting that was, this job was quoted on by three different electricians. They didn't catch it. I didn't catch it. Nobody knew about this until they got up there and said, yeah, this isn't going to work. So we had a couple of options. We could put the project on hold and spent significantly more money on specialty lighting, LED lighting for that, or simply by converting the 480 volt down to 277. The lights we got will work with standard voltage, and but also voltage up to 277. So,
what about any other equipment in that building? Lab, I'm sure you've got lab equipment, pumps. Are they all on 480 still, or?
Well, there's some stuff on 480, like our big pumps at Horn Creek. That's definitely 480. That's 483 phase, where this
so
is 480
single phase.
They
just made a whole
phase.
Separate circuit. And
for some reason, they decided to make that circuit 480 single phase. And I'm not sure why that decision was made, but there's nothing else on that circuit but these lights. So
that seemed strange design-wise when it was originally done, but that's under the
bridge. Yeah. So, and these are lights that we were going to be getting, you know, a decent amount of rebate dollars for this particular lighting. So it added a day's worth of time for two of the electricians, but we opted to convert that to 277. And that has increased the cost slightly. Now, I came to the board with approval of the cost of this project based on its price. I made an executive decision to go ahead and go on with it, assuming the board would approve the change order, because there was really no other good alternative. Otherwise, they would have had to have taken everything away and come back and be mobilized. And
that would have cost even more.
It would have. So I do, it looks like I've got it here. The net result is a $3,439 increase in the total contract cost, which makes the total contract cost, I didn't do the math, I'm sorry.
$38,849 is what's in here. And that's got the change order, I think, for the rewire lighting.
It does. So whatever, you know, if approving the change order means you have to state the new total contract cost, we've got the math done there. I didn't do the math. So, but before the board votes on that, I do want to say that I didn't think this was a possibility, but when the person I was working with at Tillamook PUD, you know, he has to come do an inspection, and he actually wanted to come this week, and I go, well, no, this week's no good because we got a couple of lift station upgrades going on this week. And he goes, you do? Tell me more about that. So I didn't realize it, but we are eligible for a $900 rebate per pump that we install.
Wow.
It's based on the total. They have to be less than 100 horsepower. But anything, any upgrade you do that adds a VFD, a variable frequency drive, to the pumping system is also eligible for rebates. So, for example, what we're doing this week, the Roger and Cindy lift stations, mm-hmm. there's two pumps in each one. That's a $900 rebate per pump.
Per pump. Excellent.
Of course, I find this out as we're on our third round of upgrades. But I did find out that there is a retro period that they can't go any back further. But the last two we did, he thinks we're going to be eligible for the rebates on the last
two. Wow,
cool.
Good. That's fabulous.
So we're going to pursue that. I didn't think this was possible because what I saw was us increasing 3-horsepower pumps to 5-horsepower pumps, and I didn't think that would be an energy savings. But the fact that these are smart run pumps with VFDs makes us eligible for that.
That's great.
And we're going to pursue that.
Good.
Yay.
So,
excellent.
But for now, I'm asking the board to approve that change order.
Sounds reasonable. I
can make a motion if anybody. I'll move that we approve the change order from Inland Electric Incorporated, increasing the project cost by $3,439 for a final total of $33,849.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the change order for our lighting upgrade from the amounts that Director Price stated. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we have one guest. Do you have any comments?
we do have some. We do have some remote.
Those remote, do you have any comments?
They're all muted.
They probably don't.
Well, hearing none, we'll proceed. Item 10, Chair Director comments. The only thing I had to point out is I was reading our SDAO monthly magazine, and I noticed that they have emergency preparedness risk assessment seminars available in Tillamook and Salem next month. Unfortunately, the December 10th seminar, the same day we're going to have our meeting. However, there is one in Salem on December 11th. How is our emergency preparedness program?
Well, it's in compliance. It doesn't mean that...
I know it's got to be confidential, but I was wondering what its status was.
Yeah, well, our emergency response plan has to be reviewed annually and updated, which we do. In terms of vulnerability assessments or anything, we haven't done anything since it was required of us. It's probably been 10 years ago now that regulation came out. It wouldn't hurt to think about having somebody come in and perform another one of those for us. Perhaps a class like this will help us to do it ourselves, but it would only be to refine or to update our existing plans.
That's what I was thinking. I personally would like to go to that. That's SDAO always has, you know, some very interesting programs. But I was thinking that possibly one of our employees might want to go too, or you maybe even, because you're probably going to do most of that review. And this is give us a lot of ideas. But any other director
Didn't you say it was on the same day as our next month's meeting?
Yeah, but there's one, the next day on the 11th, that would be a Wednesday. It's in Salem.
In Salem.
So we'd have to drive there. It'd be real handy if we could make that one in Tillamook, but the next day is in Salem. That's not too far. So that might be worth our time.
Yeah, something to think about.
I plan on going.
But I don't know.
So, in case anyone else does. That's the only thing I had under comments.
I have two things. So it's a little ways till Christmas, but I'm wondering, do we do something for the staff for Christmas? Do cookies or something?
I personally purchased some small gifts, similarly to what I did last year. And I'll get those to John before Christmas and Christmas cards, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't think we typically have a Christmas party.
We do amongst the staff. We do like a little potluck. And
okay.
We have a secret Santa gift exchange.
Oh, we do do that.
But it's not huge or anything. I mean, everything has to be such a minimal amount of money.
So would it be helpful if board members, if they wanted to, brought cookies or something and just had them there?
You will not get any pushback over that.
So do you have a date set for that? Or you'll let us know?
Calendar really quick, because we do have a date set.
Sometimes things spread out over the general season. Right. It's kind of nice, too, so it doesn't all hit at once.
We are planning for Wednesday, December 18th.
Wednesday, December 18th.
As of right now, we don't have any staff on vacation, and everybody has to be there on Wednesdays with our split schedule stuff. Oh. So we are fully staffed on Wednesdays, and that's usually the only day we can all get together.
Yeah.
So what time would they need to be there?
We usually do lunch around 11:30, 12.
So by 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Okay, second question I have on the two applications, were they invited to be here when they turned in their application? No. Okay.
Well, it's not on the agenda. We could probably put it on next month for sure.
Yeah, we got these maybe tail end of last week.
It was Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, so it would have been very quick turnaround. Yeah, we wanted to get them in front of you and with a goal of our next business meeting.
So I would like to request that they be put on the agenda for next month, and if there's any other ones that come in, to have those included.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
And would you like the potential candidates to be invited to the meeting as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, are there any other comments?
And maybe just one last follow-up question for me, just so that, you know, we know how to do the agenda. Is the intent to interview candidates, is the intent to appoint a candidate, or possibly a combination of
combination.
The two?
Combination.
Okay.
I mean, from my perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's within the appropriate realm for any board member who has a question of a candidate to be able to ask that and get an answer.
Yep.
I do not think it would be necessarily necessary to assume that a decision would be made.
So I think what we'll do with the wording, instead of saying appoint director for vacant position, whatever, we'll say review applicants for.
Yeah.
Okay. That helps.
Makes sense.
So does that leave us with the option to vote on a at that time?
Sure. Yeah. Yes, okay. But okay. I think
consider applicants for vacant board position.
If you decide,
consider, then you're having a discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, and perfect. It doesn't imply that there'll be a decision made, but there could be.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, that feedback's helpful, because then I know how to wordsmith the agenda.
We're inviting both applicants. I think it would be appropriate if we appoint one, we should have the oath of office the following month. If that's unreasonable, that'd be the first of the year. Or would we want to, what I'm thinking of, you would probably have to have two oaths of office ahead of time if we decided to do that next month. Have it written out, the paperwork written out. Otherwise, we can appoint next month.
But then not until the following month.
And have the oath of office following month.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the best way.
Easier on her.
One thing at a time.
Yeah.
Okay. There are no other comments. It is now 5:40, meeting adjourned.
My God, what a short meeting.
Short meeting.
I think we need to have some problems to make this meeting longer.